This is the English recording of an interview of a man with low vision who is a massage therapist and a coach for special physical fitness with the visually impaired. Hello everyone, my name is Chengdu Hunton. Question 1. Please explain your current visual condition. Is there any remaining vision, and if vision impairment was acquired, what is the reason? For this part, I acquired vision impairment when I was a sophomore around 19 years old. I was involved in a car accident. After the car accident, the process was very hard, honestly, and I felt very frustrated. Frustration is beyond the scope of my profession, but I was able to pull through. After becoming an acquired visually impaired person, I had to adapt and reset my new self. My visual acuity measured by Landau's C chart is about 0.0005. Question 2. What is your current occupation? My current occupation is doing visually impaired massage for physical therapy. This is the first occupation. My second occupation is being a teacher and coach of special physical fitness engaged in visual impairment, where the coach's jobs include beat baseball, lawn bowling, and also helping out visually impaired people who want to enter competitions. We help them adjust for sports like bowling, swimming, or a marathon. For this part, we can help them with some fine-tuning in a systematic way. Question 3. What is your current work history and do you like this job? I chose this occupation because I have been doing sports ever since I was a child. The classes I took throughout my junior high, high school, and university years were all about physical education. I was an athlete when the accident happened in my sophomore year, so it became a period of adaptation. Later on, I gradually returned to the social science major and continued the role of an athlete as well as the role of a coach. I really like this profession because it lies in massage, training, and physical fitness. I think it is quite good and it is also part of my interest. So that is why I'm quite happy to be able to help others with their own body and make them happy throughout the process. Question 4. What is the biggest obstacle you encounter in the work process and how did you solve it? I am relatively successful in the massage industry. Because ever since the Institute for the Blind, I started to train some of the acquired visually impaired people to take care of their own, help them with the physical activities like walking and aspects of readaptation. This direction is quite successful, but due to the physical fitness of the visually impaired, I may have problems with people who have eyesight and people who are visually impaired because I cannot see or we cannot see. So they question how I am able to teach students, ensure their safety, what we do, etc. For example, it is quite dangerous if I teach visually impaired people how to play bounce ball. Everyone will have an idea that they might get hurt when they are playing it, and so on. Therefore, we have to show them step by step on how to play it at first and try to get rid of their anxiety. It is to prove to them we can do it and they can also do it with this process. In terms of frustration, it hasn't been frustrating for me yet, honestly, because this is my interest, my childhood career, and part of my career. I like to see what one needs to train and adjust, and then I will give them their own training prescription. In these circumstances, I think frustration actually gives me more imagination and training methods for them. The real frustration and problem is when I accidentally touch them, since I cannot see them and they cannot see me. How do I quickly and easily describe what I really want to say? the communication part needs to be made clear because visually impaired people who only use hearing or touching to understand the meaning of the message. Then, another part that I need to concentrate on is safety. Visually impaired people may doubt themselves whether it is safe for them to do these activities. In my opinion, these problems are overcomable since this is my interest, and I also like classes where many people can participate in activities and sports together. However, they will always doubt themselves asking, "Can I do it? Can I do it?" And I will tell them all, "They can do it because I am on their side. I'm protecting you. Trust me." A good thing is that every visually impaired person is willing to believe this. With my protection and assistance, they can quickly and smoothly make seemingly difficult movement with ease and make some standard actions. Question 5. After you become a visually impaired person, who gave you the greatest support? At first, it was the Rehabilitation Institute. The Rehabilitation Institute was very dedicated to me, and I was very grateful because they allowed me to re-recognize the visually impaired and myself. To be honest, throughout my university life, my professors, classmates, seniors, and siblings were all supportive to me from the time when I was in school to Rehabilitation Institute. We supported each other in visually impaired classes. Moreover, they also supported me a lot back in the days when I tried to get jobs. There's really a lot of supportive people all the way. My friends, many of my professors, and my family. The point is that my family is always behind me, always supporting me when I was at a low tide. They were always attentive to assist me and did not give up every time or moment.